Nearly one decade ago, World War II veteran W.H. Green dedicated a memorial to all veterans of war. The granite benches, monuments, and paving bricks are all etched with the names of soldiers who served in wars spanning all branches of the military. The 87-year-old is still adding bricks, which number more than 1,300, in a park-like setting just outside his home in the tiny town of Belcher, Louisiana.
This row of brick right here, that was my granddad, a brother, me, a brother, and a son, and they're all dead now. This row right here, each one of these were in my unit, and each one of them were killed, and three of them were 19-year-old kids.
All of these paving bricks represent a pretty painful part of your life, the war.
It still is. But this is the only way I could say thank you.
As a 19-year-old GI, Green saw some of the worst hand-to-hand combat stationed on the front lines in the Philippines. He was wounded in one attack and promoted in rank.
I made a squad leader toward the end of the war, and it wasn't because I was smart or good or anything like that, but it was because I was alive and still walking. That's the two qualifications you had to have to be a squad leader.
Green takes care of a thick stack of letters to soldiers. It was called the Red River Letterbox. He says he meets visitors from far-flung places who come to visit his memorial in Belcher.